Tamara, I was mentioning to you yesterday, about 12:30 yesterday afternoon, I got my second dose. I didn't even feel like as much of a big deal because so many people are now double vaxxed or fully vaxxed, as they call it. So I didn't even post the requisite selfie.
Yep, and for that reason, I don't believe you actually got your vaccination.
No,
I saw no selfie.
I'm still wearing the Band-Aid, so it must be.
No, it must be fake then. Nobody wears their Band-Aid for 2 days.
It's a badge of honor. But it's interesting because the second I told people I was going for it, there was no shortage of people saying, oh, you're going to get sick. It's going to feel awful. Prepare for the worst. Now, I'm 24 hours removed, so maybe the worst is yet to come, but I feel like $1 million. I had a lot of people give me all sorts of advice. And then I stumbled upon a story about people on TikTok that are actually, because they're not getting any symptoms, right? They're not having any of the chills, the nausea, the tiredness, the sore muscles, that they're actually going out and buying tests to see if they have any antibodies in them. And some of them are saying, well, no, the test registers that I don't. And I think that's causing a lot of confusion out there. So to clear up the confusion is the one guy I always turn to. He's my confusion czar, the man who can just slay it like the confusion dragon that it is, Dr. Isaac Bogosh, infectious disease physician at the Toronto General Hospital, member of Ontario's COVID-19 Vaccine Distribution Task Force. Nice to have you, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me back on.
So let's just start off with the idea of, if I don't have any of the symptoms, is the vaccine itself working?
Yes. That whole notion of no symptoms not working is total crap. Whether you have symptoms or not, once you get vaccinated, your body is basically, the vaccine is triggering your immune system to mount a response to that vaccine. And in the absence of, you know, a few minor issues like people who are on medications to suppress their immune system or certain diseases where the immune system is suppressed, you're going to mount an immune response and you're going to be okay.
So then what do you make of these people who are going out and getting these antibody tests and they're saying that it's showing that they don't have a lot of antibodies?
So for starters, there's multiple antibody tests. For, like, let's just be clear. When you don't need to do this. You don't need to do this unless you have an underlying medical condition where you don't mount significant immune responses, and in which case you should chat with your physician about whether or not this is the right thing to do. I wouldn't go about doing this on my own. The second thing is, it's important to remember that there's many antibody tests out there. Most of them don't test for the antibody that you will make from the vaccine. Right? They will test a different type of antibody on the virus, but not the one that you're going to make as a result of the vaccine. So what I'm trying to say here is you can get the vaccine, mount a very robust and significant immune response and be protected, and then go out and get an antibody test on your own. And the antibody test says, nope, it's negative because it's not looking for the right antibody. You make many different types of antibodies. So it's looking, some of the tests don't test for the right antibody. So people freak out and say, oh my God, my antibody test is negative, when in fact, your antibody test is negative, but you have developed antibodies and mounted an immune response to the vaccine. This is not an uncommon scenario. This is why you got to talk to your physician. A, is this really a reasonable thing to do? And B, if it is a reasonable thing to do, which test should I actually get?
So I've also heard from a lot of people saying, you know, my husband got it really bad, I didn't get it so bad. You know, can you maybe simplify why it hits certain people a certain way? What's going on there?
So I can't, because I don't know, but the answer is nobody else does either. That's a nice way of saying this really, here's a wishy-washy answer for you. It depends on how your body responds to this, and everybody's going to respond differently. Some people will have just a little bit of a sore arm and that's it. Other people will be on the couch flat out with a fever and chills and a headache and muscle aches and pains for a day or even two and feel really, really crummy. The vast majority of people, if you are going to get symptoms, the vast majority of people actually have pretty mild symptoms that self-resolve in about a day. Sometimes it's a little bit worse. Sometimes it's nothing at all. Most people are right in between. Personally, I felt pretty crummy, actually, after my second dose. Had a headache, had some muscle aches and pains. It happened about 12 hours after the vaccine. It was about, I don't know, 5, 6 o'clock at night. I just tucked myself into bed, had a glass of water, took a Tylenol, woke up the next morning, felt like $1 million, and that was that.
Okay, so here's the portion. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad you said that, because also, you know, these things, because everybody becomes a vaccine expert the second they get their second dose, right? They're saying you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to have bacon and eggs in the morning, it's almost like hangover remedies. So I had a whole bunch of people say to me, have a Gatorade right after you get your shot. So I did it. I mean, I like Gatorade, so it's not such a big deal. And I felt pretty good, so I had another one a little later on. I have had 3 Tylenol since I got the second vaccine yesterday, and I felt fantastic the entire process. Is there anything to the idea that Gatorade may help you out in some dimension?
Apart from tasting delicious if you get the red flavor, no, nothing of the sort. It's not going to do anything. It doesn't do anything. It'll keep you hydrated, but so will any other liquid. There's nothing to it. There's absolutely nothing to it. There really is nothing to it. It's not going to afford you any significant benefit or protection or alleviate any potential symptom that might arise later. No. You have some Gatorade, that's delicious, but it's true and unrelated. It tastes good, but it is not impacting your response to the vaccine or your.
What about the Tylenol? You're a doctor. You took the Tylenol.
Well, you know what's interesting is you should take the Tylenol after if you develop symptoms. There's a small but growing literature on if people take Tylenol, the real name is acetaminophen, before the vaccine, it may actually blunt how much of an immune response you make to some extent. Not tremendously, but there might be something there. So we actually don't recommend that people take medication before the vaccine. And, you know, if you need it after the vaccine, go for it. Go for it. I took one because, like, I felt crummy. I had a headache, and I just felt really fatigued, and I was like, I don't need this. Took acetaminophen, went to bed, and that was that. But, yes, people shouldn't be taking it proactively before the vaccine. If you need it afterwards, go for it.
But, does that go for any vaccine? Because when my kids were little and they were babies, I used to pump some Tylenol into their little cheeks every time I had to take them to the doctor to get their vaccinations, thinking that I was told that it might, you know, make it less painful when they got their shots. Should I not have done that?
I think we're steering away from that these days. And again, people say, well, the data shows, but of course the data isn't perfect, and some data is stronger than others, but there is emerging data that it may blunt somewhat, not entirely, the immune response. So, you know, now people are not doing that as much. They're sliding away from that kind of practice. But if you need a Tylenol afterwards, or any, you know, an aspirin or something afterwards, go for it. If you need it, that's no big deal. And when I say it blunts the immune response, it's not like significantly, but there is some emerging data that it might do that to a small extent.
Dr. Bogosh, as always, a pleasure. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, sir.
No worries. Have a good one.
That's Dr. Isaac Bogosh, infectious disease physician at the Toronto General Hospital. You know, there were 25,000 people that got their vaccine on Sunday. They're probably asking a lot of questions. Why not fill in some of those blanks?